Let's see. Let's do one on Joanne Hughes, JoanHughes. 12/2/54. You can leave the, well, put today's date on it. 11/13. This is a 69-year-old woman originally from Beaumont slash Houston. She's single. She used to be in oil and gas business. She's currently in hospice with a history of protein, calorie, malnutrition. Her weight has been very, very. She's had tremendous amount of weight loss. She's had workup in the past with no particular reason as far as the cause of her weight loss is concerned. Period. She also suffers from, depression, anxiety, chronic pain, hypertension, and most likely bipolar disorder, period. Her medication, Risperdal, is at 1 milligram in the morning and a half a milligram, 1 milligram in the evening and one half a milligram in the morning. She takes Trazodone, 50 milligram, and Zoloft, 50 milligram daily. Metoprolol succinate, 25 milligram a day, and she takes Vicodin or Tylenol number 4 to control her pain, period. New paragraph. She's also on iron because of anemia related to her protein and calorie malnutrition. She also has been given Lasix because of her severe anemia and high output cardiac failure. To control symptoms of edema, she continues to have edema of the lower extremity, period. She's very weak. She uses a walker. She has total ADL dependency. She's not walking very much at this time. She also is incontinent, wears a diaper, period. The edema is worse on the right side than the left side, period. She's single. She has no children. Once again, she has severe scoliosis in her back, causing her pain. Period. Her blood pressure is 95/54 with a heart rate of 66. The low blood pressure is consistent with low weight and decreased intake, period. Her OSAT stable at 100%. She also has a strong family history of lung cancer, both in mom and dad, which they died of in the past, and she's not a smoker. She doesn't smoke or drink at this time, period. She has a caretaker that sees about her needs and has a KPS score of 40%, period. As was mentioned, her weight loss has been looked into, and it appears, and there has been no reversible causes of weight loss or protein, calorie malnutrition have been identified. Thank you. Given the natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. I think I said that. Thank you.